Degrees. Joining me in the studio this morning, I've got some folks from the our local NRCS office. I got Kathy Froelich, our district conservationist, and Kendra Pruitt on the air for the first time this morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
What is Mother Nature trying to do to
yeah,
us?
No kidding, isn't that
I mean,
a crazy
what the heck?
get Kendra
up there.
Get Kendra all ready there. How you doing, Kendra? Nice to meet you.
I'm good.
How's things going with you?
Great.
Good, good. Well, let's first, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, let's meet Kendra.
Yeah, let's meet Kendra. I grabbed her from Iowa, but she lives in Biggsville.
Biggsville, the big town of Biggsville.
The big town.
I grew up in Kirkwood, so I'm just right down the road from you a little bit. Yeah.
So, you know, I thought it was about time to bring her in. And, you know, luckily her husband stayed home so that she could make this early jump this morning.
Nice. Well, tell us about yourself. Where are you from and all that good stuff?
Well, I'm originally from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I went to school at Iowa State, so that brought me over to Iowa. And I was in
Cyclone.
In Iowa for 14 years working for NRCS. And so then when this job opportunity came up, I jumped across the river.
Nice. So what's your title? What do you do here?
I'm a soil conservationist.
Okay. What's that entail for the folks that don't know? That's a general statement, isn't it?
Yeah, I work with the farmers and producers on their farms on doing some planning for natural resources. But yes, we look at the farm. We maybe make suggestions on how to improve for the environment.
Nice. Okay, now plug yours, Kendra. How's she doing, Kathy?
She's doing awesome.
Okay? Is she good?
Heck
good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, she's got a little bit more of a background before she became NRCS too, which is brings a lot
that's
of
good,
yeah, brings know. A lot of extra stuff to the table. So I have her in Stronghurst 2 days a week, Monday, Tuesday.
Yes.
And then Jennifer Del Pierre, she's a veteran over in Galesburg. She goes there on Wednesdays, Thursdays. And then Friday's a hodgepodge. Usually Kendra's there on Friday.
Yeah,
so
where you need it.
Yeah, we haven't been able to fill a lot of positions in Stronghurst, so Kendra's actually located her duty station is Galesburg, but with her in Biggsville, it's really handy to have her go to Stronghurst a couple days a week, and she knows the area. She knows a lot of farmers in Henderson County, so it's pretty helpful.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
And she was a technician before she became a soil con, so we got some good engineering background with her, too.
Pretty good background there.
Yeah, I know. See how lucky I was to grab her?
Exactly. The recruiting process. That's how the recruiting process go.
I tell you.
Usually I talk to coaches with that kind of language.
I know,
the recruiting
process. We've been trying to recruit really hard for Stronger, so I'm lucky I got her.
Getting that Henderson County area taken care of well, sounds like.
Yeah.
Good, good. How's things with you? How you been?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
You know, I'm still ticking away.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. We were talking about that before the air. Holy cow, Sean.
Me too, yeah.
You know.
Had a little bump in the road.
A little, yeah.
I'm fine. That's what I keep talking. I'm
just,
fine.
Just a couple of speed
fine.
Bumps.
Yeah, a couple of speed bumps.
But that ride must have been fun.
It was kind
know,
of a neat
if
ride.
If you were kind of coherent enough.
Yeah, but. I'm a little disappointed they didn't let me at least try to drive it. You know, I would like try to drive a helicopter, but you know.
I always wanted to drive a bulldozer,
maybe next
too,
time.
But maybe let's hope there's no next time.
Exactly. So it's been a while since we've talked to you. What's been going on?
We have. You know, I've made a lot of trips back to my farm. I've been kind of helping out, taking care of parents, taking them to doctors. So my apology, I haven't been around here on Tuesdays. And so we're going to try to get back into the system of things.
Sometimes life just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, eventually we all grow old.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah, yeah.
So it's a little bit easier for me to go get away from my job than the other three other three siblings. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's a busy time of the year. We're going right into, you know, where we get really busy inside and outside. And I'm very fortunate I got a good staff behind me. And so... You want to know some deadlines?
Yeah, let's hear what's going on.
Okay, folks, I'm going to start with FSA first.
I need to get out there and, you know, rough somebody
up. Well,
you
know,
we
could use your penguin suit again, so
there you, go.
You never know.
That'll scare some people. What do we got going on?
Well, if you have not signed up for ARC PLC, you need to get into the office ASAP. How about that?
Ooh, I like
Look
that.
Look at those acronyms. Yeah, I can't tell you what ARC PLC is, but I know people out there do know what that acronym is.
I know what ASAP means.
Yeah, I do too. Get your butt in.
That's right.
That deadline is March 15th, and there will not be another. I was told by FSA there won't be another one. So if you miss that March 15 date, you're out of luck.
You're SOL. That's another
I was going to say acronym. That too, but... So put that on your top priority while things are getting kind of hairy with weather this week. Any farm changes, make sure you notify them if there was any sales over the wintertime or owner changes, operator changes, make sure you notify FSA. CRP re-enrollments are being processed. Cynthia Kermode's working on those, which causes us to be out in the field. I'll let Kendra talk a little bit about re-enrollments maybe here. She's like, what do I expect? I'm like, you expect to go with the flow.
Yeah, we just roll.
Right?
We
just roll with it.
We just roll with it. We just chat.
But re-enrollments are, you know, they end September 30th is when the contract ends. So we go out and we make sure that they're meeting specs and that they can be re-enrolled. We're having a lot of trouble with trees. A lot of people are not allowing themselves ways to get back to the CRP during the 12 months, especially during the growing season. Then you're not taking care of it the way it needs to be taken care of. We're seeing a lot of trees grow up, and you know, and then NRCS is going to come back and say you can't re-enroll it because of the trees, and not maybe it's all weeds now. So make sure you take that in consideration. You got to leave a way for us to get back there and for yourselves to get back there and maintain this CRP. You just can't plant it and turn your back and leave it. So, and then new applications. FSA is kind of following NRCS's kind of guide on what we've done in the past, where we have ranking cutoffs and then funding cutoffs. Well, FSA is kind of doing that with CRP now. So March 12th is a cutoff. If you want to put any CRP, any new in, make sure you get your applications in by March 12th for the first time. Haven't been told the second cutoff, have you?
Nope.
So, you know, you got any new CRP you want to enroll, make sure you get it in before that March 12th. And so FSA will then give us the paperwork and we'll go out and take a look at it. And then we've got to get it back to them. Well, they told me ASAP. So
you got the ASAP.
So I got the ASAP
so
this time.
You're passing along the ASAP.
Yeah, you notice how that works? Yeah, so you're just moving right. Along. So ASAP then I go, Kendra, this downhill. Has to be done ASAP, right?
Right. It just gets passed down.
It's good to be king, I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Right. It's good to be the delegator.
So that's about it for FSA.
Okay.
You want to talk about EQIP? We have a ranking deadline. Oh, she's looking at me with starry eyes.
Well,
she's like, deer in the headlight. Yeah, yeah. I'm really putting her through bad times, aren't
I? The applications already had to be in. So these are people that already applied. We're ranking them now. So I believe it's the 23rd. Yep. 23rd is the ranking deadline that you will hear back from us on whether you were selected or not if you had applied.
Okay. Is it a very strict process?
Well, it's all done by points, you know.
Okay.
We go, the ranking is a software that we use. There's questions that we know, there's questions that we don't know, and how many points. And then everything goes to Champaign. They know where the dollars are. They take those dollars down to when they run out, and that's your point. You know, whether it's 80, then if you've got 80 points or more, you're going to be funded. You know, it changes every year as far as where that cutoff is going to be with the money that we have, but hopefully, you know, a couple weeks after that March deadline, and then we'll start developing contracts, and these guys will start doing what they've applied for.
Okay. So it's not like the NCAA tournament where you just go into a room and then rank them and don't come out until it's ranked.
Right. Although I'm ready for that. March Madness, come on now.
It is coming up.
Yeah.
That's what kind of got me thinking there. Yeah. Yeah. This is... it's an early spring. We were just talking about the weather a little bit, and I was just given the forecast, and it's a crazy next 24 to 48 hours, but then it's going to settle back into where it's warm again. I mean, it's not going to be too long before we're talking. I'm sure they're starting to get a little antsy with the weather getting warmer to get out and getting stuff done. So, in anticipation of that, get your stuff done before you start getting busy.
Yep. It's get into our offices, and, you know, we also have the compliance that hits us every year. We're required to do 5% spot check for HEL ground and whether you're following your conservation plan. So just remember, get that thing out, review what you need to do, and take care of your highly erodible land.
Okay. Anything else on your side of things?
I don't think so.
Okay. Kendra, anything else on your side of things that folks maybe need to know? Anybody we need to rough up and get into the office or anything?
No.
Okay.
I don't have any problem people or anything like that, you know?
No.
We do want people to come in and talk to us.
Yeah, nothing else. Just come in and chat for a while. You guys are good people. Yeah,
well, we try to be.
I got coffee and donuts or something there.
Maybe not always donuts. I happen to be a cookie fan, so, you know, I kind of like cookies,
too. Whatever works, right? Yeah.
Get that cholesterol high, you know?
There you go. Yeah. Yay. Yay. Nothing like eating healthy.
Yeah, I bet.
A little bit of that.
I see that little punchline in there, Sean. Nobody else can, but hey, I'm just glad you're doing really good.
Yeah,
I was really shocked to see that.
Yeah, feel great. I didn't feel terrible beforehand. It just kind of that little short period of time was not good. But
well, at least you're wise enough to get yourself out. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people they'll ignore those.
Well, I was talking to somebody about it, and they were like, you know, now that you have had a heart attack and you knew it was coming on, they were like, I've always had that fear, like, I'm not going to know. And I said, well, at least in my case.
You're going to know.
Yeah, you're going to know. You're going to know. It was different. But anyway, it's all good, and I appreciate the thoughts. So,
well, be safe out there.
Yeah, we'll see you a couple
weeks.
We'll
see you here
in a couple
weeks.
On a Tuesday, and make Kendra come in with you since she's, you know.
I
fulfilled
she's
my
like,
time,
I got two kids at home. I don't know if my husband will do this again for me.
Well, yeah, nothing else to give you a break from the kids. Kathy wants me to come in again.
All right. I got to get a couple more over from Henderson or from Galesburg
there
over
you
here.
Go.
So.
Yeah, bring them in.
Well, yeah, like I need to get Jennifer on the air. I think she's the last one that people see them, you know, and work with them in the office. But it's good to know a little bit of background.
Yeah, for sure. Put a name with the face, put a voice with the face. You know?
Yeah.
All right. We'll
put
see
a target. I don't know. You know, you never know.
Right. Yeah, that's probably what it is.
All seriousness, thank you very much. You guys have a safe spring.
All right. You too. We'll see you in a couple weeks. That's Kathy Froelich and Kendra Pruitt with our local NRCS office here on The Morning Show. We'll be back.